Okay, you mentioned the term earning out your advance. There will be people who don't know what that means. And you wrote a fascinating email. I think it was one of the first of your emails that I read that talked about the advance. There are a lot of people who see an advance as, you know, such and such, so and so got, I'll let you pick the number to make it easier for you to do the math. Someone got an advance that was so many thousands of dollars, and we as readers assume that that advance goes right into the author's pocket, and there's a big party. You know, maybe a month later the book is published, and then royalty checks start pouring in. When I read your email, I was stunned at how long it took for the money, even from the advance, to reach your pocket. Can you walk us through that?
Okay. So it's going to vary from publisher to publisher. It's going to vary based on format. Like, I'm assuming that if somebody does an e-only book, that the terms are going to be different. So this is just sort of a general overview. If you sign a traditional deal with a traditional publisher, and since I'm really bad at math, let's either go with 10,000 or 100,000, kind of extremes, but I can work with tens. So let's say $100,000. That's a really, really big advance for a book. And what advance means is in advance of royalties. So when a publisher decides how much they're going to pay you, the author, for your book, they run their fancy metrics. They, you know, bounce it off other people in their departments to get a feel for what they could do with this book and how many copies they think they can sell. And then based on how many copies they think they can sell and how much money they're going to get out of it, they're going to offer you money in advance of the royalties that they're expecting to get back. So let's say you're really lucky and you get this big, woo, $100,000 advance on your book.
Okay.
The contract, wow, celebrate. Don't celebrate yet and don't quit your day job. First of all, this is pre-tax dollars. The money will probably likely be paid out to your agent. Typically, that's who the money goes to is spelled out in the contract as well. And then the agent will take their fees, and then the agent will forward you the rest. But the money is not just handed over. First, you have to deliver the book, which you're thinking, oh, but I already wrote it. That's easy. Here you go. Oh, no. Delivery also means delivery and acceptance, which means that the editor has gone over with you, and it could be, I mean, the editorial process could be a month or it could be a year, just based on how much work they think it needs and how long it takes the author to work and so on and so forth.
Your dog clearly does not like this process. He expects you to get all the money up front.
I'm really sorry about that, but if I close the door, then they'll stand there and whine.
So at this point, you have agreed to receive a $100,000 advance.
Yes.
You have to give them something that they accept. Have you received any money yet?
Yes. Okay. So the first, depending on the publisher, the money is going to be divided into a certain number of parts. That's going to be given to you in milestones. My publisher, it's four parts, and it goes like this. 25% on signing the contract. 25% on delivery and acceptance. 25% when the manuscript is published, the book is published, and 25% a year after the book's first publication date. So depending, like, let's use The Informationist as an example. I signed that contract in June of 2009. So right away, I was given some money. Thank you, God. Now I can pay my electricity bill, and I'm not going to lose my house. Then comes the editorial process, which for The Informationist didn't really take so incredibly long because I was very motivated and I worked very, very fast.
Well, let me stop you here, Taylor, and take a step back. Because let's use the hypothetical $100,000, and let's be clear that this is a hypothetical.
Very hypothetical.
We're in no way, shape, or form saying that's the advance that you got for The Informationist.
Correct.
So in this hypothetical situation, you didn't get a check for $25,000 because the check went to your agent. Your agent took his percentage.
Yes.
And then there were some taxes that need to be set aside for. So what
If you're business-minded, you will set aside those taxes. A lot of people don't do that.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, good point.
And then they're hit with a tax bill at the end of the year.
Yes. So let's say that you set aside some money for taxes and you pay your agent. Are you maybe getting then of this hypothetical $25,000, $17,000?
I'd say, I mean, again, you know, the agency fee you can know for sure. The tax rate is a little bit iffy because, you know, it would depend. Are you the only income provider for your household? Do you have is your spouse earning $500,000 a year? Because if your spouse is earning $500,000 a year, you're basically working for free. There's a lot of factors involved there. But regardless, you're going to be paying the 15.3% self-employment tax, which is Medicaid and Social Security, mm-hmm. which most people who are used to working for an employer don't realize it's that high because only half of it's coming out of their paycheck. But as a self-employed individual, you now have to set aside that whole part. So assuming that your income is so low that, which if you're an author and you don't have a spouse earning $500,000 a year, me, then maybe you're one of those 47% who don't pay federal taxes, in which case, your 15.3% would cover it. But if you have other sources of income, then you're going to have to set aside more. So you're looking at 15.3 to 20 to 25% that you're setting aside. So it really varies on how much you could expect to see in that first check.
Okay, but it's nowhere near $25,000.
Nowhere near.
Regardless. Okay.
No.
All right, so that's it. We've got our $25,000 less a bunch of things. We've had a party, and now we've got to deliver something.
Yes. So then comes the editorial process where your editor works with you to get the manuscript into the best shape, story-wise, plot-wise, character-wise, and so on and so forth, that they feel that it can be, and that both the author and the editor are happy with it. At that point, once the editor says, okay, we're done editing, that's considered delivery and acceptance, and then that triggers payment number two.
Okay. And in your case, the payment number one, we'll say, was June of 2009.
Yes.
When was payment number two?
I'm going to say that it was probably also in 2009. I'm sure I have records. I could go back and look, but I don't want to be clickety-clickety on my computer right now. But I think it's fair to say it was also 2009.
Okay. All right. So we'll say, just because I can write something down, we'll call it December. And then it's published eventually.
Yes, that would have been March 2011.
Which was 15 months later?
Yes.
So
something like that.
The big $100,000 advance that people think you got really turned into maybe $35,000 in 2009 and nothing until March of 2011.
Yes.
So you if you spent any money at all on the big party, you spent too much.
Yes.
Okay, so in March of 2011, you get the third installment.
Yes.
And then the best you can hope for is another installment in a year, or is it even conceivable that a book that just blows the doors off would earn out ahead of that year with the understanding that they have to set aside for returns and everything else? Or is it?
It depends on how big the advance was. If the advance was not astronomically high, then there's a really good chance that a book that blows down the doors is going to earn out right away. The information is earned out before it ever went to print because it was so strong in foreign sales.
Now, does that mean you got the fourth installment sooner?
No.
Does
what
it mean it you means, got any royalties sooner?
No.
Okay.
Nothing kicks in until the book is published. So all of those foreign rights that were being paid on the book were sitting with the publisher on a spreadsheet somewhere and in their bank account until the book was published. But even then, you don't get it right away. You don't get royalties right away. So let's say in this hypothetical example, okay, we've already got the four payments sorted out. We've got them in June 2009, December 2009, March 2011, and March 2012. So let's say in this hypothetical example that the book, like mine, was actually published in March of a year. Well, royalties are calculated for these types of deals twice a year. There are other types of deals where royalties are calculated more often, and there are Amazon and other online places that I think maybe they do it monthly. I'm not sure because I have never gone that route. But from what I've read, I think that's what they do.
Right, but we're talking about a traditionally published normal situation.
Yes, or what is at least normal in today's environment.
Yes.
We'll see. We don't know what next year
tomorrow,
will be.
Tomorrow, it could all be different.
So royalties are only calculated 6 months, but they don't just every 6 months, but they don't just calculate the royalties and say, here's a check. You get that check 4 or 5 months after the royalty period has closed up. So in my particular case, I feel very fortunate because the Informationist went on sale in the first week of March, and March 31st closed out royalties for that quarter. So because it had already earned out before it sold a single copy in the United States, that meant that that August, I've already got a royalty check.
When did you get the fourth payment? Or does that come now or not until March of 2012, regardless?
March of 2012, regardless.
Okay.
And that's spelled out in the contract, too.
Okay. Okay. So for people who think that getting a traditionally published deal is the path to riches, it may very well be, but those riches don't come quickly.
Yes, they don't, if at all. Because especially if you have quit your day job, then you're living on all that money. It's not accumulating. And so you're eating it as you go. So $100,000 spread over 3 years is really not a lot of money. And that's a huge advance.
And that's after, it's $100,000 before your agent's percentage and before the taxes.
Correct.
So you're probably, of that 100, you're probably talking best case 65 to 70,000 over the course of 3 years.
I'd say best case, you're looking at keeping 85% of it. That's if you don't end up having to pay a single tax on it, which is highly unlikely because you still have Medicare and
right.
Social Security taxes.
Right, that's 15%
taxes.
All by itself.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting.
It's not very encouraging, I know. But then the thing you have to also realize is that in my particular case, and in the case of many genre authors who have more than one book, even though The Informationist was paying out like that, I was already working on the second book. So the second book was being contracted, delivered, and so on and so forth. So it wasn't just surviving on one book. It was surviving on two and then getting the next contract lined up and so on and so forth. The more books you have, assuming that they earn out, the slower, more it slowly, steadily builds to where you're not living off just that first contract signing anymore.